When was he placed into the grave? Mark describes this time as when he was placed into the grave in Mark 15, verse 42. Now when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath. So here is when he was placed into the grave. It was evening time. It was the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath. Again in Luke 23, verses 53 through 56, here we're talking about the actions of Joseph of Arimathea. Verse 52 says, "This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and when he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid, and that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment." This is definitely the day before the Sabbath. It is the day that they had to get all their work done in, because the next day was the day they must rest. They could not bury him the next day. They could not prepare the body the next day, so they were in a rush to get this done before sundown. The Sabbath drew on. It was late in the evening. It was about sundown when Jesus was placed into the tomb. Again, we'd like to look at John 19, verses 40 through 42. "Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes, yet with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand." So John correlates very closely with what Mark and Luke have said. This was the day before the Sabbath. It was the day of preparation. And they were trying to get him in the grave just before that Sabbath day would begin at sundown. Now that we've seen what Mark, Luke, and John have said about this, let's see what Matthew has to say about this same subject. Matthew gives us some information also. In Matthew 27, verse 57, "When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple." So we see it was even. We know that it was getting close to the end of the day. The Sabbath was drawing on now. "He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre." Now, verse 62 of Matthew 27, "Now the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, so the last hour shall be worse than the first." Now, in this account of the priests and Pharisees coming and demanding that he be guarded during that 3 days and three night period, they recognized the fact that he did say that it would be 3 days and three nights. And so they say, "You be sure that it's made secure until the third day." In other words, they are well familiar with this prophecy, with this sign that Jesus promised that it would be 3 days and three nights. And so they were prepared to guard it for that length of time. After 3 days, I will rise again. That's the quotation that they gave from him. And he says that they came the next day that followed the day of preparation. So this would have to be the Sabbath day, of course. And we believe that these priests didn't wait any 12 to 24-hour period. They probably came immediately after sundown, immediately after that body was put into the grave. They were there getting Pilate to put a guard by the grave. And that would be, of course, at sundown would be the next day. That's when the new day began, and that's when the Sabbath day began. So that's when they would have come to have requested this guard to be placed at the tomb. So all of these accounts very definitely correlate with the fact that he was placed in the grave sometime toward the end of the day, as the even was drawing on, as the Sabbath was drawing on, as the day of preparation was coming to an end, he was placed in the grave about the end of the day, and so then he would have been in there when the sun went down, and so the 3 day and three night period that he was going to be in the grave would begin to be counted from that time, from the time he was put in, about sundown. Now we have seen that he was going to be in the grave 3 days and three nights. We've seen that he resurrected right after the Sabbath, before the sun came up on the first day of the week. He had already been resurrected. We see that he was placed into the grave toward the end of the day, just before the Sabbath began. Now we want to ask our last question, did the day of preparation have to be Friday?